Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best-sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there, as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream, and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs.
Yowza! The Tune Meister is back in the house. Well, I hope everybody liked our psychedelic 60s segment. And if you remember, we led off with a super group formed by Steve Winwood called Blind Faith. Well, Blind Faith, their lifespan was short indeed. Just a year. Probably only did about 30 concerts or so. Far too short. You know, that band met its demise way too early and could have gone many, many places. And just on the heels of that, Steve Winwood started trying to deal with something in a solo aspect and started collaborating again with Jim Capaldi and Chris Wood. And that album led to a reuniting of Traffic as a trio. And they actually played for a short period of time after that. But this concert was only their third performance after they newly reformed. The album they were working on and were due to release any time was John Barleycorn Must Die. A great album. And Traffic unveiled much of that material from that album at this intimate performance hosted by legendary BBC DJ John Peel. So check this FM broadcast out and relive the day. And spark them if you got them. But first, let's hear from Steve-O.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on QH4, the Tune Master brings you Happy Hour. Saturday nights on QH3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Samo Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on QH3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis, playing anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24/7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net. Wow.
With all the stories of groups breaking up constantly in the music papers, it's really nice to have one of the all-time great ones get together again, and it's even nicer to have them on this program. Traffic.
You can see us anywhere.
Oh, it's really nice to have them back. Chris Wood on sax and electric piano and briefly percussion things. Jim Capaldi on drums and Steve Winwood on organ and vocals. And that was Who Knows What Tomorrow May Bring. And this is Every Mother's Son.
See ya.
I hope you agree with me when I say that I think Traffic are playing better than ever. So relaxed, and it's really nice. And I think their set at the recent Pop Proms was one of the great experiences of my musical life, as it were. That thing was called Every Mother's Son, and this next thing is from their second LP released back in 1968, and it's called No Time to Live. Thank you. Another Winwood Capaldi composition, No Time to Live. For this next number, there's a certain amount of change of instrumentation. To begin with, Chris will be playing the bass part on a tenor saxophone as a result of electronic trickery, too complex for me to explain to you. Not that I understand it myself. And Steve will be playing guitar, and Steve and Jim will be singing it. And those of you who have any of the Traffic's LPs, earlier LPs, and you should do. It's on both the Last Exit and Best of Traffic LPs, and it's Medicated Goo. Medicated Goo. And once again, we have to move around a bit because on this one, Chris plays flute and triangle. Not an easy instrument to master, for those of you who've never mastered it. And Jim sings again. Well, he sings, yeah, and plays tambourine. And it's a traditional thing. Steve's just playing acoustic guitar. And it's called John Barleycorn.
There were three men came out of the west. Their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn must die. They've plowed, they've sown, they've harrowed him in through clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn was dead. They've let him lie for a very long time, till the rains from heaven did fall, and little Sir John sprung up his head, and so amazed them. Sir John's grown a long, long beard, and so become a man.
That's on the next LP. That's John Barleycorn. And The next thing that they're going to do is one of my all-time favorite Traffic numbers, in fact, ever since they did it first on Top Gear about 2 years ago. And it features Chris on organ, Jim on drums, of course, and Steve on guitar again. And this is the amazing Pearly Queen.
Thank you.
So if you're a guitarist and you think you've got to go on playing those same old blues riffs at ear-shattering volume in order to make it, you don't, and that's proof of it. That was Pearly Queen, Traffic. That's really nice. And we keep the lineup the same for this next one, which is called A Stranger to Himself.
Who is not married?
And that was Stranger to Himself. Traffic have already done quite a bit of work on a new LP, which they hope will be available in June. I hope so too. This next thing is from that LP, and Chris Wood stays on organ for this one, and Steve goes over to play the electric piano. And it's called Empty Pages.
I'm not afraid to
It's nice to see a group actually smiling while they're playing and enjoying it. That was Empty Pages, and it's almost the end of this week's program, which was produced by Jeff Griffin, sound balanced by Tony Wilson, and leaping about by Wiper Lycett once again. Next week we have a cast of thousands for you with Al Stewart, Bridget St. John, and Kevin Ayres, and the whole world. And our thanks to Traffic for being back and for playing for us. And the last thing that they're going to do, in fact, is two songs, both of which are from, hopefully, the new LP to be released in June. And it's Glad and Freedom Rider. We'll be right back.
For the, those of you that may have joined late, you probably figured out that we moved from the psychedelic 60s into the rocking 70s, as evidenced by that nice traffic concert we just listened to. That was an FM broadcast shortly after the reunion after Blind Faith broke up or separated, as it may be. This broadcast was April 1970, And shortly thereafter, they released John Barleycorn Must Die. And then prior to their breakup once again in 74, they released The Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys, Shootout at the Fantasy Factory, and When the Eagle Flies. Thank God I jotted those down. I never would have remembered all four in order. And believe it or not, all four of those albums charted in the U.S. top 10 at 5, 7, 6, and 9, respectively. In retrospect, their first couple albums before they broke up didn't make the top 10 in the U.S. at all. They were lucky to make the top 100. But at any rate, this traffic after they reformed kicked butt.